So this is a question about my political philosophy. And it says, nobody asks this of the actual candidates because I think none would be able to answer it truthfully. Please give your answer to what is your philosophy of governance? Yeah, of course nobody asks that of political candidates because they don't have one. They don't know how to, they don't have a philosophy. And if we actually, if they try to articulate one, it would scare the bejesus out of us. My philosophy of governance, and I take here governance to mean, governance is a broad concept. I take here to mean governance as it applies to government, as it applies to the state, governing the state. And my philosophy is governance is very simple. The role of government is one, and that is to protect the individual rights of its citizens. Its only responsibility is to do that. Everything the government does needs to be measured by that criteria. Does this protect the individual rights of its citizens or doesn't it? Does it violate rights or doesn't it? And based on that, I would venture to say that 80 to 90% of everything government does today violates rights and therefore should be eliminated as quickly as practically feasible. And I realize that some of these things might take a generation or two to phase out. When it comes to policing, when it comes to property rights, when it comes to defense, all proper definition of property rights, all proper functions of government, the question needs to be asked. Again, does this protect individual rights? This is true of foreign policy. Are Americans' individual rights at stake in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine? In my view, no. So no action is necessary by the government when it comes to the Russian-Ukrainian. Now, is the fact that Russia is presided over by a thug relevant to the individual rights of Americans? Yes. As a government, I would say then I have to watch over him, make sure that he doesn't do anything. You know, if I'm going to spy on anybody, Putin's a good guy to spy on. Is spying on Angela Merkel, an ally, necessary for the protection of individual rights of Americans? No. Is spying on the Brazilian oil company necessary for the protection of individual rights of Americans? No. Is spying on individual Americans necessary for the protection of individual rights of Americans? No. Is spying on people who might be affiliated with ISIS and you have reason to believe might have some relationship? Yes. That's how the NSA should function. It can't collect data on all of us. It should collect data on those who are suspicious by some criteria, which has to be defined clearly based on whether it is protecting individual rights or violating individual rights. So in every aspect of what government does, the only question to ask, and it's not a simple question, there are tricky situations, but the question to ask is, does this violate or does this protect individual rights? And if it violates, you don't do it. And if it protects, you do it. And, you know, these questions are not easy necessarily to ask and to answer, but it is what government is for. It is the government's only function. And therefore, if I were elected president, there would be a lot of unemployed government employees. That would be cool if one of the presidential candidates actually said that. There would be a lot of unemployed government employees, a lot of them, because I would slash, I would cut, I would disseminate, or disintegrate so many of the functions that the government does today because they're anti-individual rights and they are unconstitutional and they should be abolished.